Please by hand pray in silence.
好，我们一起啊低头默祷。
Amen. Hallelujah! In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we start our morning Sabbath service.
奉主耶稣圣名，我们开始安息日早上的聚会。
Let's all rise up and sing hymn 24.
我们一起站起来唱诗24首。
Hallelujah! In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, I bear witness for the Lord.
Hallelujah! 奉主圣名，为真道做见证。
First, we'd like to praise and thank God that He gave us the opportunity here to have the religious education teacher workshop here in San Jose.
首先感谢神，让我们今天能在这边举开这个北加州的教员进修会。
The theme for this workshop is living out the Word of God.
这次的主题就是活出神的话。
When I was doing the word search for the Word of God, you can see there's many different ways that the Word of God can help us.
研究的话，我们会发现神的话在很多方面可以来帮助我们。
But the difficulty is that we have to live out the Word of God.
但是重要的是，我们必须要把神的话活出来。
But a lot of time as RE teachers, it's not an easy thing for us.
有时候对中文教员来讲这好像不是一件很容易的事。
Because like Deacon Sean shared us earlier that as IE teacher, we not only have to teach, but also sometimes we have to translate, play the piano, clean a dining hall, so we have many things to do.
作为中文教员，我们不只是当教员而已，我们有时候还要翻译，要领诗，要弹琴，还要扫餐厅。
So sometimes because of this, we become very burdensome.
有时候因为这样子，我们就觉得好像负担很重。
And then when we become burdensome, and then when we teach the children, our heart is no longer joyful.
因为我们觉得负担重，所以我们在教小孩的时候，我们就不会好像失去了那个喜乐。
Let's turn the book of Isaiah chapter 6.
请看以赛亚书第六章。
The book of Isaiah chapter 6.
以赛亚书第六章
Chapter 6 verse 8
以赛亚书第六章第八节
Verse 8 Also I heard the voice of the Lord saying, Whom shall I send, and who will go for us? Then I said, Here am I, send me.
这边我又听见主的声音说，我可以差遣谁呢？谁肯愿我们去呢？我说我在这里，请差遣我。
So during this time we know that the chosen people of God commit great sin against God.
在这边神的百姓犯罪得罪神。
So God wanted to raise a prophet to preach the word of God to the people.
所以神要兴起一位先知来传讲神的话。
So during the time when Isaiah heard the word of God, and the Lord said, Whom shall I send and who will go for us? And then Isaiah with a joyful heart, he said, He am I, sent me.
在这边以赛亚他听见神的呼召，然后他就很在着喜乐的心说我在这里，请差遣我。
So we can see that during this time Isaiah accept the task with a fervent heart.
在这边以赛亚是以这个很热切的心来接受神的呼召。
But look at in verse 11, chapter 6 verse 11.
我们再看第11节。
Only two verses later, and then Isaiah say, Lord, how long? Right? How long?
隔了两节就以赛亚就说，主啊，这还要到几时呢？
So even in the beginning, he was so excited to accept the task of God, but two verses later, he feels so burdensome to preach to the children of Israel.
虽然一开始他很热切的接受神的呼召，但是很快的他就又觉得这个好像不晓得要拖到多久。
Actually, for us, sometimes as RE teacher, we feel the same way.
有时候我们教员也是有遇到同样的现象。
Sometimes even though we teach, but we have no more love to teach the children.
有时候虽然我们在做这个工作，但是我们好像失去了这种爱。
Even though we teach, we have no more joy at all to speak the word of God to the children.
虽然我们在教，但是我们好像已经失去了这种喜乐要把神的话传讲出来。
That's why it's very important for every RE teacher to be filled with the word of God.
所以很重要的我们教员们都需要被神的话所充满。
Because just like Isaiah here, the Lord told him, Go tell to these people, keep on hearing, but they do not understand. Keep on seeing, but do not perceive. Verse 10, Isaiah chapter 6 verse 10.
第10节,
make the heart of these people dull and their ears heavy and shut their eyes, lest they see with their eyes and hear with their ears and understand with their heart and return and be healed. So we know this is the almost impossible task that God has sent Isaiah to speak the word of God to the chosen people.
在这边神所差遣以赛亚去做的工作好像是不可能的任务。
But nevertheless, Isaiah has to do his part.
但是无论如何，以赛亚还是必须要做他所当做的工。
Just like us, when we are a teacher, even though sometimes we can see the children, they do not listen to the word of God.
有时候做教员，我们会觉得我们的孩子好像不太听神的话。
We keep teaching them day after day the same thing, but they are not willing to listen and then to live and put it to their life application.
虽然说我们一再的用神的话语来劝勉，但是他们却不愿意遵行。
So that's why as IE teacher, we have a great responsibility.
所以做接下来我们有很重的责任。
We need to take a job very seriously.
我们需要把我们所要做的工作，我们要很看重它。
Because teaching the next generation is really a great task for us.
因为要教养下一代的确是一件不容易的工作。
But if we ourselves as a teacher, if we're not filled with the word of God, then how can we teach the younger generation?
但是如果说我们来做教养，我们没有办法能够坚持神的话，那我们如何能够教养我们的下一代？
But if we ourselves filled with the word of God,
如果我们自己有被神的话所充满，
and then we teach the IE students,
然后我们来教这些儿童，
even though they're not willing to listen to us,
虽然他们也许不是很愿意来听，
but we have done our part.
但是我们还是做了我们所应当做的工。
So that's why as IE teacher, we should not lose heart.
所以我们不要灰心。
But rather continue to teach the word of God.
我们需要持续的来教导神的话。
Especially to the younger generation.
就是对比较年轻的一代。
We can see the younger generation, the temptation is great among them.
我觉得今天的青年面对的很大的这个试探。
So if they not have the word of God in them, if we cannot teach them the word of God, then it's impossible for them to live a life that is pleasing to God.
如果说没有能够来持守神的话，在他们心里，那真的他们是很难。 说要来活出一个蒙神喜悦的生活。
But of course, it's not an easy task.
当然这并不是一件容易的事。
That's why we should not take it lightly.
所以我们不要这样子轻轻忽忽的去做这个工。
There was a store of a sister in our church.
有一个在我们教会的姐妹。
During this time, she have several children who was in IE.
她有很多个小孩在受重要教育的年龄。
And during a time, she was saying to herself, why the teacher cannot really teach my children?
有一次她就跟我说，为什么我们的教员没有办法把我的孩子教好。
And she was very disappointed with all the teachers.
她对这个教员非常失望。
So one time during her prayer, she saw a vision.
有一次在祷告当中，她看到的异象。
And this vision, she was in line, waiting to receive something.
在这个意象当中，他在排队要去领取什么东西。
So as he went in line, then she looked forward and she see that our Lord Jesus Christ was giving sheep to different people.
在他排在队伍，然后往前看，看到主耶稣给每一个人这个小羊。
So everyone in front of her was very happy.
在他前面的人都很喜乐。
Because all the sheep that they received, they are very healthy looking and they are pretty fat.
因为他们所领到的羊都是看来很健康的样子。
But then when her turn to receive the sheep,
但是等到轮到她来领这个羊的时候,
then for some reason or another that the Lord gave her such a skinny sheep,
神却是给她一个瘦巴巴的羊。
And this time she said to herself, she said, why did God give me this skinny sheep?
那时候她就说为什么神会给我这么瘦的羊。
But nevertheless, she took the sheep anyway.
但是无论如何，她还是接受了。
So during the time, because the sheep was so skinny, she wanted the sheep to eat a lot of grass.
因为这个羊太瘦了，所以她希望它能够多吃一点草。
So during the time, she was walking the sheep to the green pasture.
所以她就带这个羊去草地上吃草。
And this little sheep is not willing to eat it.
但是这头羊却不愿意吃草。
Even though she forced the sheep to eat it, but the sheep were not willing to eat.
虽然他, uh, 逼他吃，但是他还是不吃。
And then she thought maybe she, you know, bring him to a different green pasture, different place.
所以她就想说，也许我们换一块草地。
So she brought the sheep to a high hill full of green grass.
所以呢，她就把这个羊带到一个山坡上，那边有很多的青草。
And no matter what she did, the sheep were not willing to eat that grass.
但是无论她怎么做，这只羊还是不愿意吃草。
So days after day, the sheep become more skinny and skinnier.
所以这只羊就越来越瘦了。
And then during the time she heard a great voice.
在那时候她听到很大的声音。
And during this time the Lord has come back to take his sheep.
那时候这个神已经要来把这个羊收回去。
So during this time she feel very bad.
所以那时候她就觉得很就说心情很不好。
Because why? Because all the other people who give the sheep back to the Lord, the sheep was very healthy and very fat.
因为其他人交回去的羊都是又肥又壮的。
During this time she was very embarrassed. Why? Because her sheep was so skinny and he probably, you know, he's dying.
这个但是他的羊却是这样瘦巴巴的，好像快要死掉了。
So during the time when she brought the sheep in front of the Lord.
所以当他把这个羊带到神面前。
Actually the Lord was very happy with her.
其实神还是很喜悦她。
And she was very surprised.
她就觉得很惊讶。
And she said, why are you happy with me, even though the sheep you give me is still very skinny?
就说为什么你这么喜悦我虽然说这只羊你给我的羊我并没有把它养
好。But the Lord just told her you have done your best.
但是神对她说你已经尽力了。
If you brought the sheep to the green pasture, but you cannot force them to eat.
你可以把羊带到青草地，但是你也没有办法强迫它吃草。
So the same thing for us as RE teachers.
所以我们作为教员也是一样。
If we can bring green grass for the sheep to eat, and then if they don't eat it, it's not a problem.
如果说我们把羊带到这个青草地上，但是它却不肯吃，那我们也没办法。
But make sure we as RE teacher can bring the sheep to the green grass.
但是作为教员或者父母，我们要确定我们有把羊带到青草地。
Make sure we as RE teacher really.Give the word of God and speak the word of God to the IE students.
就说像我们教员，我们有把神的话语好好的来传讲给他们。
Actually, when I was doing a search on the word of God is really hard to understand.
当我研究神的话的时候，我觉得很多不容易了解。
There's so many things that are so abstract that it's hard to bring it to life application.
有些是非常抽象，好像没有办法来实行。
And I know the same thing for IE teachers. Sometimes.We know the theory in the Bible, but it's very hard to bring it to life application to teach our IE students.
我们知道圣经的道理，但是有一些是真的比较抽象，比较难说真的把它行出来。
Let's turn the book of John chapter 1.
请看约翰福音第一章。
The book of John chapter 1, verse 1.
约翰福音第一章第一节。
Verse 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God.
太初有道，道与神同在，这道就是神。
So you can see in verse 1 it says, In the beginning was the Word.
这边说太初有道。
And the Word was with God.
道与神同在。
And the Word was God.
道就是神。
So it's quite amazing to see this first verse. The Word of God is very abstract.
从这边看起来这真的好像很玄。
Because the Word of God, we know that it's God Himself.
因为神的道就是他自己。
And we know the Word of God is Jesus Himself.
那这个神的道就是与神同在的。
So even though the word of God is abstract, but for us as IE teacher, we need to bring it down to life to be able to teach the younger generation.
虽然说有些看来很抽象，但是我们还是要想办法能够把它具体化。
That's why in John chapter 1 verse 14 it says, And the word become flesh and dwell among us and was beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father full of grace and truth.
14节说道成了肉身住在我们中间充充满满的有恩典有真理我们见过他的荣光正是父独生子的荣光
Even though sometimes the word of God is so abstract.
虽然有时候神的道好像很抽象
But we need to bring it to you know, the material world into the flesh so we can beheld his glory so the student can beheld his glory.
但是呢，道要成为肉身啊，就是实行在我们的生活当中啊，使我们充充满满有神的恩典。
But we ourselves, our teacher, if we really not well versed in the Bible or not filled with the Word of God, we cannot bring it down to the material world. But rather, we always talk about theories, right, in the Bible.
但是如果说我们没有实行出神的道，我们在讲圣经的话，就好像就是在讲理论而已。
If we do this, and then the IE student, it's very hard for them to understand.
如果说光是讲理论的话，他们是很难来接受的。
And if it's hard for them to understand, then it's impossible for them to put into life application.
他们没办法接受，那更不用讲要能够行出神的道。
And if they cannot bring it to life application, then it's impossible for them to experience God.
如果说他们没有把神的道行出来，他们就没办法体验到神的恩典。
Let's turn to 1 John chapter 1.
请看约翰一书第一章。
1 John chapter 1.
约翰一书第一章。
Chapter 1 verse 1.
约翰一书第一章第一节。
Verse 1.
第一节。
That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon, and which our hands have handled concerning the word of life.
这边说起初原有的生命之道，就是我们所听见、所看见、亲眼见过、亲手摸过的。
So this is the goal for all our RE teachers.
这就是我们教员的一个目标。
To be able to bring the word of God from abstract to the point that our student can hear it, can see it, and also can look upon it, and then also can handle it.
就是说把这个好像很抽象的。神的道变成是能够看见听见能够亲手去接触的。
Actually, yesterday when I was driving with my wife, I feel I'm quite disappointed with myself.
昨天我在开车带着我太太的时候我心里就说不是情绪不是很好。
I've been in Christ for 8 years now.
我已经信主八年。
And all these 8 years I've been studying the Bible.
在这八年我一直在研究圣经的话。
And I told my wife at this point I should have my PhD already in the Bible, right? 8 years of studying it.
我已经念了八年，我应该也可以拿到圣经的博士学位了。
But my biblical knowledge is still very poor.
但是我觉得我圣经的知识还是很欠缺。
Because many things I read I do not understand.
因为我所念的很多东西我并不了解。
Even though I want to, you know, to understand it, but sometimes it's very difficult. Maybe.Because I do not study the Word of God enough.
我常觉得就说我好像研究的还是不够，所以很多还是不懂。
And then I, you know, try to find an excuse for myself.
然后呢，我在想要为自己找理由。
Then I say the first 4 years of my when I came to Christ, I was still working in the world.
前四年我信主以后我还是在世上工作。
So because of this, that's why you know my biblical knowledge is still not so good yet.
所以我想就是因为这样，所以我的圣经知识还不够好。
But then I find out one thing.
后来我又发现一件事。
If we really want to live out the word of God.
如果你真的要行出神的话。
For sure, we need to be expert of it.
我们必须要对神的话很清楚了解。
For sure, we need to be filled with it.
我们必须要让神的话来充满我们的心。
Why? Because if we don't have these two things, then we really cannot teach to the younger generation.
真的，我们如果没有充满神的话，我们没办法来教导我们的
第二代。So for us as RE teachers,
所以作为宗教教员
，we ourselves need to love the Word of God.
我们自己本身，我们必须要爱神的话。
If we don't love the Word of God, how can we teach those?Who you know? How can we teach those that we, you know the word of God?
如果我们自己本身我们都不是很喜悦神的话，那我们怎么能够教导呢
？How do we know we love the word of God?
怎么说我怎么知道我们是不是爱神的话
？First, we need to search the word of God.
第一，我们必须要来研究神的话。
Because by searching the word of God, it gives us great wisdom.
因为我们来研究神的话，就会带给我们很大的智慧。
Let's go to Book of Acts chapter 17.
请看《使徒行传》第十七章。
Acts chapter 17 verse 11.
使徒行传十七章第十一节。
Verse 11.
十一节。
These were more fair-minded than those in Thessalonica, in that they received the word with all readiness and searched the scripture daily to find out whether these things were so.
这地方的人先你。天使人一家的人甘心领受这道，天天查考圣经，要晓得这道是与不是。
So no, at this time, Paul he went to the city of Bavaria in Bavaria.
在这边
Verse 10.
保罗他们来到了这个
So during that time, we can see that many those who believe they search the scripture dearly to find out whether these things were so.
这边说他们天天考察圣经，要明白这个道是与不是。
Actually, for us as the chosen people of God,
作为神的选民
，we need to be able to search the scripture daily.
我们也需要能够天天的来查考圣经
，to find out, you know, what is, you know, what is the teaching of the Bible, and to find out great wisdom of God.
能够来明白神的道能够来明白神的智慧。
Really think about this. Every single one of us sitting here this morning.
我们各位今天现在坐在这里。
Do we search the Bible every single day?
我们有没有每天都在研究圣经
？Because the Bible really can give us great wisdom.
因为圣经的确可以赐给我们智慧。
Since I came to Christ and since I read the Word of God,
自从我来信主来读神的话
，When I read some other books like psychology book or philosophy book, really those books have no wisdom inside it at all.
我就觉得我再回去看那些心理学的这些书，实在都没有什么智慧在里面。
So that's why for us, if we want to teach that each students,
所以对我们来讲，我们如果要来教我们的学生
，We as teacher, we need to search the Word of God.
作为老师，我们必须要常常来研究神的话。
So only then, the Word of God can give us wisdom to teach the younger generation.
唯有充满神的话，我们才有这种智慧来教导。
But to search for it is not an easy thing.
但是要来查考圣经不是很容易的。
Why? Because to search for something, you need to use a lot of strength.
因为你要查考，你要花很多的精神。
And also take a lot of our time.
而且要花很多时间。
But if we be able to find it, then we know how precious the Word of God is.
但是我们如果能够这样去做，我们就能够发现神。
But if we are too lazy to search the Word of God,
如果我们懒于研究神的话
then we ourselves cannot increase in wisdom to teach the younger generation.
那我们就没有办法有这种智慧来教导我们下一代。
Just like in the book of Matthew chapter 13.
好像马太福音第十三章说的。
He's talking about how the man, right, he was seeking for a great pearl.
说一个人他在寻找好珠子。
We know this pearl represents the word of God.
我们知道这个珍珠代表神的话。
So when this merchant found this pearl and then he sold everything just to buy this pearl.
当他找到这个好珠子，他就变卖一切所有的去买这个珠子。
Actually, it's no difference in all of us.
对我们来讲也是一样。
If we really continue to seek the word of God.
如果我们能够一直来寻求神的话。
And we find that the word of God is so precious to us.
我们就会看得出神的道是如此的宝贵。
I don't know how many of you watch, what is it, the Planet Earth, right, the new series, how this, they give all these professional photographer or video people go out like for 5 years to search for things, to seek for things that no one ever seen before.
在最近在电视上有一个地球的系列影集，他们花5年的时间派专业的摄影师去拍一些自然界很奇妙的东西。
So these people who go out and seek for new things, you can see that they risk their lives, right, just to find something that the people never seen before.
我们知道像他们这样子出去的话，他们是要冒险才能够去找到那些一般人所不曾看过的。
But because of their diligence, because they go out and seek this, and then the tape, right, the video that they have captured is something is very new to everybody.
也是因为他们这样子努力的去寻求，所以他们所拍出来的影片真的是非常的壮观。
And this thing becomes so precious. Why? Because no one in the world have never done this before.
它的价值就是在于，就是说一般人都没有特别去研究去发现。
So for us, if we live our life to search the Word of God.
所以我们如果能够用我们的生命去查考神的话
and then the word of God will give us great wisdom to teach the younger generation.
那神才会赐给我们智慧，让我们能够有来教导我们的学生。
But not only to search the word of God, but also we need to meditate on the word of God also.
我们不光是去研究，我们也要来思想神的话。
Let's turn the book of Psalm chapter 1.
我们看诗篇第一章。
The book of Psalm chapter 1.
诗篇第一章。
Chapter 1, verse 2.
第一章第二节
Verse 2.
诗篇第一章第二节。
But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and his law he meditates day and night. Verse 3.
第三节。
He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that brings forth its fruit in its season, whose leaf also shall not wither, and whatever he does shall prosper. So we can see the author say that he meditate the law of the Lord day and night.
这边就说他能够昼夜思想神的。
So because he meditates day and night in the word of God, and then he's like a tree, right? Planted in the rivers of water and bring forth many fruits in its season.
这边说经常思想神的话的人，他就会像一棵树，栽在溪水旁，按时结果，不会枯干。
This morning when I was driving here to church,
早上当我开车来教会的时候，
and when my wife, she looked at my face,
我的太太看着我的脸。
And she said, "Hey, Rudy, you have your game face on, huh?" Yeah, I guess game face. This means when you're ready to play sports, right? You get excited, you get ready, right, to play that sport.
他说看你的这个脸色，好像你已经都准备好了今天所要做的工作。
For example, when I was in high school, I was playing football.
我在高中的时候，我有打足球。
So before I go out to the field, I have to sit there and meditate, right, on what I have to do on the field.
当我要出赛之前我要坐下来想想我这场球要怎么打。
Because the time I visualize how many touchdown I'm going to score.
我就会去想说我要怎么样去 touchdown 得分。
How many people I'm going to tackle?
我要怎么样去拦阻去
Because by doing this, it makes me focus on the game.
当我这样子思想的时候，我就让我的心能够集中在我所要参加的比赛。
So this morning, because when my wife say I have my game face on, I mean I come here before I give the sermon, I need to be very focused.
因为我今天必须要讲道，所以呢我必须要很集中在这件事上。
Since last night, I was just meditating on the word of God, right?
从昨天晚上我就一直在想神的话。
But still, time I'm thinking, you know, how can I use the word of God to cut people's heart, right? That's what I was thinking go through my mind.
我就说我要怎么样能够用神的话来感动人的心。
How can I use the word of God to uplift people's faith?
能够要怎么样才能够用神的话来提升大家的信心。
So for us as IE teachers,
所以作为教员。
If we want to teach a younger generation,
当我们要教导我们的学生的时候，
if we do not meditate on the word of God,
如果说你没有常常来思想神的话，
and then really we cannot bring the word of God to life,
你就没有办法把神的话来实行出来。
This means we cannot bring the word of God, right, to put in the younger generation to make them bear fruit.
然后呢，我们也没有办法把这个神的道的种子能够栽在他们的心中，让他们能够结果。
But how many of us, when before we go teach the students?
但是我们想我们当我们要去上课之前
How many of us really prepare ourselves to teach them?
我们是不是真的有好好的准备好我们的心要来教导
Searching the word of God, meditate on the word of God.
来查考圣经的话来思想圣经的话
I realize even though we are very busy as IE teachers,
作为教员是很忙的
If we're really busy, I encourage you really not to teach IE.
如果说你真的是太忙了我建议你不要当这个教员的工作。
Why? Because when you teach the younger generation, whatever you say is very important to them.
因为当你教导的时候，你所说的每一句话都是很重要的。
But if we don't search the word of God, we don't meditate on the word of God, then when we teach them, we're not teaching them the word of God.
当我们心里没有充满神的话的时候，我们所教导的就不是神的话。
So rather than helping them, we'll be hurting them instead.
我们没有办法帮助他，可能还会伤害他们。
So really, if we don't have enough time to study the Word of God before we go and teach, we really should not, we should postpone our teaching to later on.
如果说我们在上课之前我们没有办法好好的去准备，那真的我们就不适合来教。
Because it's better not to teach something wrong. It's better not to say something than to teach something wrong.
我们宁愿不要用我们自己的意思来讲一些不对的话。
Of course, I'm saying it not to discourage us for being IE teachers.
当然我这样讲不是要来让你们说不要来当教员。
The reason I'm saying is for us to study the Word of God more.
我的目的是希望大家能够看重这个工作，能够多多的来研究神的话。
Because like the Bible said, whoever desire to teach, right, our punishment will be greater.
像圣经上所说的这个，当这个 教导人的，他本身要受更高的这个水准的检验。
So that's why if we want to teach, we need to teach everything according to the will of God.
我们教导的时候，我们都要照着圣经的话来教导。
So we need to search the word of God. We need to meditate the word of God before we can teach the IE students.
所以我们必须要来研究圣经的话，然后我们才有办法来教。
We also need to delight in the word of God.
我们也需要在神的话当中能够喜乐。
When we delight in the word of God, and then we can bring great strength to us while we're teaching the IE students.
我们能够在神的道中喜乐，我们才有这个力量来教导神的话。
Let's turn to Psalm 119.
请看诗篇119篇。
Psalm 119, 47 and 48.
第47-48节
Psalm 119, verse 47.
119篇47节
And I will delight myself in your commandment, which I love. Verse 48.
48节
My hands also will lift up to your commandments, which I love, and I will meditate on your statute. So we know in these two verses, it says here that I will delight myself in your commandments.
这边说我要在你的命令中自乐。
We know the commandment is the word of God.
这个神的命令就是神的话。
So we delight in the word of God, and then we can have great strength, really, to live everything according to God's will.
如果我们以神的话为乐，我们就有办法来教导神的话。
Just imagine we go and teach the IE students.
当我们去教这学生的时候。
And we do not really enjoy or delight in the word of God.
如果说我们对神的话，我们并不。
So when we do this, the IE students they also will see that in our heart is no word of God inside.
这样子我们的学生也可以看穿我们，就说我们的心并不是真的很喜欢神的话。
Why? Because if we do not delight in it.
因为我们没有办法以神的话为乐。
And then when we teach, really, we will not teach to our full strength.
那你教的话，你的教导就没有力量。
Just like we anything that we do in this world.
好像我们在这个世界上所做的工作一样。
If you do not do something that you like, and then you can never do to your best, potential.
如果说你所做的工作不是你所喜欢的，那你没有办法真的100%。
But if we do something that we love.
但是如果说我们 是我们的工作是我们所喜爱的。
We do something that we enjoy.
我们能够以我们的工作为乐。
Because we delighted, and then this, you know, being delighted, being joyful about, and then we have the strength to continue to do it.
因为我们的兴趣，我们才有这种力量，能够持续的一直做下去。
That's my many people who works in the world.
在很多人在世上工作。
After working for the same company 5-6 years, you get very bored of it.
在一个公司做了5-6年以后，你就觉得很无聊了。
Why? Because most of the work that we do not really enjoy it.
因为我们就没有办法从工作中得到喜乐。
But if we enjoy that work, then we can do it the rest of our life.
但是如果说你能够以你的工作为乐，那你就可以持续的一直做下去。
That's why we talk to brothers and sisters.
所以我们跟弟兄姊妹说。
Many of us, we want to retire early.
我们会发现有很多人都想要提早退休。
So when they retire, they can do what they like.
因为他们想退休以后就可以做自己想要做的事。
So the same thing for us when we're trying to teach the IE students.
同样的，当我们要教导学生。
Do not do it because, you know, we have to.
我们不是被迫来做这个工作。
Because if you do it because we have to, then become a burden, then become just a job.
如果说你是不是自愿来做的话，那就会成为一个负担。
Do it because we love the word of God.
我们要做这个工作，因为我们爱神的话。
And if we love and delight in the word of God, then truly when we teach our students, they also feel that kind of love from us.
如果我们真的喜爱神的话，那我们的学生也可以从我们身上来感受到对神的爱。
But when we search the word of God, meditate the word of God, and then we also need to receive the word of God inside of us.
当我们来研究、来考察神的道以后，我们也必须要接受神的道。
Because only when we have the wisdom to receive the word of God inside our heart, then we also will bring great joy to us.
也唯有我们能真的接受神的道，然后这个道才能够带给我们喜乐。
Listen to Acts chapter 8.
请看《使徒行传》第8章。
The book of Acts chapter 8.
使徒行传第8章。
Chapter 8, verse 5 to 8.
使徒行传第8章第5节到第8节。
Chapter 8, verse 5. Then Philip went down to the city of Samaria and preached Christ to them. Verse 6.
第六节,
and the multitude with one accord heeded the thing spoken by Philip, hearing and seeing the miracles which he did. Verse 7.
第七节,
for the clean spirit crying with a loud voice came out of many who were possessed, and many who were paralyzed and lame were healed. Verse 8.
八节,
and there was great joy in that city. So we know that during this time that Philip went to Samaria to preach the word of God to them.
这边说会立到撒玛利亚去向他们传讲基督的话。
So as they preach the word of God, many, many people receive with one accord and listen to what Philip had to say to them.
在这边说，这很多人就同心合意的来听从腓力所教导的神的话。
So because of this, they receive the word of God inside their heart.
因为他们接受了神的道。
So when they receive the word of God inside their heart, then they can see many miracles and wonders that God has performed.
也因为这样子，所以他们身上就显出很多的神迹奇事。
You can see they cast out unclean spirit.
他们来赶逐污鬼。
Then those who paralyzed and lame, they were healed.
有瘫痪的、瘸腿的都得了医治。
So because of this, the great joy have come into the city.
因此这个城就大有欢喜。
For us, when we meditate in the Word of God.
当我们来思想神的话。
And we really receive it inside our heart.
我们真的来接受神的话。
And then the Word of God can give us great joy.
那神的话就可以带给我们很大的喜乐。
So that's why when we teach that each students.
所以我们教导。 学生的时候,
if you have no joy inside our heart, and then for us, this means we don't have the word of God inside our heart.
如果说我们心中没有喜乐，就是没有神的话来在我们心中。
But if we truly filled with the word of God,
如果我们真的被神的话所充满,
then when we teach the student, truly our joy will come out of our heart.
我们教导的时候，我们就能够彰显出这心中的喜乐。
Actually, for me, there's nothing in the world can make me joyful. Not too many things in the world make me joyful.
这个世界上没有多少事能够令我真的喜乐。
But the only time that I feel joy is when I'm sharing the word of God with brothers and sisters.
但是当我跟这个弟兄姐妹分享神的话的时候，我就心中蛮有喜乐。
Even when I was in Ghana several months ago.
在几个月前我到非洲的加纳去。
Of course, Ghana is a very harsh place to be.
在加纳那边的生活是很苦的。
Especially when you go on the countryside.
尤其你到这个乡下地方去,
there's not enough food to eat.
这个食物很缺少,
there's not enough water to drink.
也没有这个好的饮水,
and there's no place to sleep really.
没有什么地方可以好好的睡觉。
But nevertheless, when we're there, we are so joyful.
但是即使是在这种环境下，我还是能够很长喜乐。
Why? Because when we go to the countryside, you can see the brother and sister, when they receive the word of God, they just feel so joyful.
因为我们可以看弟兄姊妹当他们 领受神的话,
even though they are true church members, but few of them see the missionary go to remote area.
他们是我们的教信徒，但是他们很少看到这个传道人到这些偏远的地方去。
So during the time when we speak the word of God to them,
所以当我们对他们传讲神的话,
it's very rare that they fall asleep.
他们不会睡着的。
It's very real that they're just not sitting really. They want to sit to the closest as possible to you.
他们不会坐得远远的，他们说很希望往前坐。
And you can see in their faces they are full of joy receiving the word of God.
我们也看到他们这种渴慕的心，他们领受神的话是大有喜乐。
So because they are joyful to receive the word of God, so when we preach, we also feel very joyful.
因为这样子，这个传讲的人也是非常的喜乐。
Even though life there is not too comfortable, but because we preach the word of God, then we become very joyful.
虽然说在那边生活是很不舒服，但是呢，因为我们是在传讲神的话，所以心中充满喜乐。
As I talk to many IE teachers,
我跟很多教员来聊天。
Really, I feel that many of us, every time we teach, we feel such burdensome.
我们常常会好像觉得这个。 当教员是一件苦差事。
And most of the time we try to prepare the lesson the night before or the morning before we teach.
然后呢，在我们这个要教他们之前，
we prepare the lesson right the night before or the morning before.
我们来重复这个教训。
So because of this, our heart feel very burdensome.
然后呢，我们就会觉得就是说我们的心里面是很有。
And it's very difficult for us to bring joy to ourselves and to the students.
那我们没有办法把这个神的 喜乐来带给他们。
So we need really to receive the word of God inside our heart.
所以我们必须要能够来真正接受神的话。
And only then we can see that when we teach the IE student, we are filled with joy, and they also will be full of joy.
我们带有喜乐我们的学生他们也能够从神的话中得到喜乐。
Not only to receive it, also we need to love the word of God.
我们也需要来爱神的话。
Because when we love the word of God can bring us great peace.
我们爱神的话，那神的话要赐给我们很大的平安。
Let's turn to Psalm chapter 119.
诗篇119篇。
Psalm 119.
诗篇一百一十九篇
，verse 165，
一百六十五节
，verse 165，
一百一十九篇一百六十五节。
Great peace have those who love your law, and nothing causes them to stumble.
爱你律法的人大有平安，什么都不能使他们绊脚。
For the people who love the commandments and the law of God, they will have great peace.
喜爱神的诫命的人心中大有平安。
Actually, in this world, there's no more peace.
在这个世界上就是很欠缺平安。
It doesn't matter what we speak about, but there's never, you know, it's very difficult to receive this peace.
无论我们来谈哪一方面真的在这个世界上很缺少平安。
So, but those of us who love the word of God,
但是喜爱神的话的人
it's naturally that we have peace inside our heart.
我们很自然的我们心中就有平安。
So when we have peace inside our heart, then when we teach the students,
所以当我们心中有神的平安我们教导我们的学生
Our peace will also overflow to them.
我们的平安也可以来满溢到他们身上。
But if we ourselves do not bring peace to the students,
但是如果我们自己心中没有这种平安
If we ourselves do not have peace inside our heart,
我们心中缺少平安
Then our teaching become very difficult.
那我们的教导就很困难的。
Why? Because when we speak the word of God, people should be able to feel peace from it.
因为当我们来传讲神的福音的时候人们应该可以从我们身上得到平安。
Because we know that the word of God is God himself.
因为我们知道神的话就是神本身。
And we know God, he is the king of peace.
神就是平安的神。
So if we speak his word to people, we encourage people with his word, then they should also feel peace.
所以我们用神的话来勉励人让他们也能够得到神的平安。
But we ourselves also need to keep the word of God.
我们也必须要持守神的话。
Because when we keep the word of God, then we can receive blessing from God himself.
我们持守神的话，我们就可以从神得到这个神的恩典。
Let's turn to Revelation chapter 1 verse 3.
请看启示录第一章第三节。
Revelation chapter 1 verse 3.
启示录第一章第三节。
Blessed is he who reads and those who hear the words of this prophecy and keep those things which are written in it, for the time is near.
这边所念这书上预言和那听见又遵守其中所记载的有福了，因为日期近了。
I think to keep the word of God, these are the most difficult things for us to do.
要持守神的话是最困难的。
Of course, many of us can search the word of God.
我们很多人都可以来研究神的话。
We can meditate on the word of God.
我们可以思想神的话。
We can also receive the word of God.
我们可以接受神的话。
Sometimes even though we do all these things, but it's very difficult to keep inside our heart.
虽然我们做了这几件事，但是我们会还是觉得这个持守神的话很困难。
But in Revelation chapter 1 verse 3 say, Blessed he who reads and those who hear the words of the prophecy.
这边说那些听见又遵守的是有福的。
And those who keep the things which are written in it.
遵守这个书上所记的预言。
Actually, if we read the word of God and then we hear the word of God, if we don't keep it, then we will not receive any blessing.
如果说我们只是听了这个预言但是我们没有去持守，那还是没有办法得到福气。
But as you know, just living in this world nowadays, it's very difficult to keep it.
在今天活在世上要遵守神的话是不容易的。
Just like Adam and Eve in the beginning, even though they have only one commandment from the Lord, that is not to eat the tree from the good and evil.
当亚当夏娃的时候，神只有给他们一条诫命，就是不可以吃分别善恶树上的果子。
But only one commandment, but they not be able to keep it inside their heart.
即使就只有这一条诫命，但是他们还是没有办法遵守。
So because of this, they sin against God.
因此他们得罪了神。
Because they allow Satan to deceive them.
因为他们让魔鬼来欺骗他们。
So for us as IE teachers.
所以作为 宗教教员
if we cannot keep the word of God,
我们如果没有来遵守神的话
then we cannot receive God's blessing.
那我们没有办法得到神的福气
So we cannot keep God's blessing, then we cannot bring this blessing also to our students.
我们自己得不到福气，我们也没有办法把这个神的话的福气来带给我们的学生。
God wants us to learn many things from the Bible.
神要我们从圣经上学习很多。
But even though we want to learn, even though we try our best, but sometimes it's very difficult for us.
但是有时候好像是很困难的一件事。
But nevertheless, we should not give up, but rather continue to search the Word of God, meditate on it.
我们还是要尽我们的力量来研究来思想。
And last of all, we need to eat the Word of God.
最后我们要来吃神的话。
Because if we do not eat the Word of God, then it's very difficult for us to realize how sweet the Word of God is to us.
要不然我们没有办法来明白神的话是如何的甜美。
Let's turn to the book of Revelation, Ezekiel chapter 3.
以西结书第三章。
Ezekiel chapter 3.
以西结书第三章。
Ezekiel chapter 3 verse 1.
以西结书第三章第一节。
Chapter 3 verse 1.
以西结书第三章第一节。
And he said to me, Son of man, stand on your feet and I will speak to you. Verse 2.
第二节。
Then the Spirit entered me when he spoke to me and set me on my feet and I heard him who spoke to me. Verse 3.
第三节。
And he said to me, Son of man, I am sending you to the children of Israel, to the rebellious nation that has rebelled against me, that they, their father have transgressed against me to this very day.Oh, I'm sorry, I'm reading chapter 2. Let's read chapter 3, Ezekiel chapter 3, verse 1. Moreover, he said to me, Son of man, eat what you find, eat this scroll, and go speak to the house of Israel, verse 2.
第二节。
So I opened my mouth, and he caused me to eat the scroll, verse 3.
第三节。
And he said to me, Son of man, feed your belly and fill your stomach with this scroll that I give you. So I ate, and it was in my mouth like honey and sweetness, verse 4.
第四节。
Then he said to me, Son of man, go to the house of Israel and speak with my words to them. So we know that during this time, the Lord asked Ezekiel to eat the scroll.
在这边神要求这个以西结把这个书卷吃下去。
Because we know in chapter 2, during the time Ezekiel, he was very weak.
那因为那时候在第二章以西结觉得非常软弱。
That's why God asked him to stand on his feet.
所以神要求他要站起来。
So the Lord spoke to him as he stand on his feet.
然后呢，神就对他说话。
But during the time, he still do not have the strength to go out and preach the word of God to the chosen people.
那时候呢，他还是没有力量来对以色列民说话。
So that's why God asked him to eat the word of God.
所以神要他把神的话吃下去。
So when he ate it, then he can see that his belly, right, in his stomach, is like the sweetness of honey.
他吃了就觉得甜蜜。
And then only then in verse 4 that he went out to the house of Israel and he speak the word of God to them.
也唯有这样他能够出去来对以色列民来传讲神的话。
This is the last thing we need to do if we want to live out the word of God.
最后这件事就是我们要能够活出神的话。
If we do not eat the word of God, then we do not know how wonderful it is to be filled with the word of God.
我们没有办法没有来吃神的话，我们就不了解神话的甜蜜之处。
And then if we do not fill with the word of God, then it's very difficult for us to go out there and teach the students the word of God.
然后呢，我们就会觉得没有来吃神的话，我们就没有能力来传讲神的话。
Just for Ezekiel, if he did not eat the scroll during the time, he has no power to go out and preach the word of God to the chosen people.
就像以西结当时他没有吃这个书卷以前，他没有办法出去来传讲神的话。
So for us, we need to follow these steps.
所以我们也需要来跟从这个以西结所做的。
First, we need to search the word of God.
我们需要来考察神的话。
Then we need to meditate on the word of God.
要思想神的话。
Then we need to delight in the word of God.
要能够在神的话中喜乐。
Then we need to love the word of God.
我们要喜爱神的话。
Then last of all, we need to eat the word of God.
我们也要来吃神的话。
If we cannot do these things, we cannot live out the word of God.
如果没有做这些事，我们就没办法来活出神的话。
Because if we cannot do these things, then our self is empty from the word of God.
因为如果不是这样的话，我们的心中我们还是欠缺神的话。
If we are empty, how can we teach the young children who also are empty?
如果说我们 神的话没有在我们心中充满，我们就没有办法来教导神的话。
So may God continue to help us and strengthen us.
愿神继续的来带领。
Really, to take our task very seriously as IE teachers.
我们要看重我们这个教员的职分。
Because God has entrusted us the little ones for us to bring them in faith.
因为神已经赐给我们这些小羊，要来带领他们在信仰上来长进。
Really, as IE teacher, this task is really, very great.
这个工作是非常的重大。
But if we take it lightly, and then really the judgment of God will be upon us.
如果说我们只是随便去做的话，那将来神要来审判我们。
Let's all rise up and sing hymn 392.
我们一起唱诗392首。
392。As we come up to pray, we ask the holy workers of God to lay hands on us.
我们可以到前面来，我们请教会的圣职人员帮忙按手祷告。
We continue to pray for the outreach and passing work in Northern California area.
我们也继续为我们北加州的圣工代祷。
We also pray for our brother and sister weak physically and spiritually.
我们也为灵性肉体欠安的弟兄姐妹祷告。
We also pray that the Lord will guide us through this day of our EU workshop.
我们也求神继续带领我们这次的教员进修会。
Let's come up and pray together.
我们一起来上出来祷告。